be sure. No Braylon Allen. Obviously, Chez has been out. What do you got this week, run-pass ratio? Do they want to try to be a little bit more, a little closer to 50-50 here today?
Well, 41 pass attempts last week, 39 the week before, 41 the week before. So in the three games that Braydon Locke started, the passing attempts were really, really high. You compare that with Mordecai, and it's a little bit of a different story. He was 24, 40, 30, 27, 31, 20. So what we've seen now on the season, Wisconsin has run the ball 312 times and attempted 334 passes, a ratio that skews to the pass. And that's interesting here at Wisconsin in particular. So Wisconsin has passed 52% of their plays. If you removed some of the designed passes that turned into runs or sacks, that would even skew higher, closer to 56% of the plays called are passes. So looking it up in terms of where does that rank, Wisconsin has never had a pass ratio in school history where they've passed it more than they have run it. So that's kind of a snapshot of where this year's team is. There's reasons for that, I think. You know, the Wisconsin has played behind a lot this season, more so than we're used to. We talked about it last week on the broadcast that Braydon Locke never took a snap with the lead in his 3.5 games that he played as the starting quarterback. That's remarkable. So when you're trailing, you're inevitably going to be throwing the ball more. But looking back at it, 1965 is actually the highest ratio, or the closest ratio of 50-50 where this team has ever been, where they ran at 361 and passed at 280, 44%. So they've actually never really even been close. The closest in the kind of recent era, the last 30 years, we'll say, was in 2020. You remember that was the COVID year. Graham Mertz was the starting quarterback, and they ran it 293 times, passed it 202, 41%. So that's a pretty high number for Wisconsin, but it's nowhere near the 52 we're at right now. Wisconsin is also averaging 37 pass attempts per game. So I wanted to look that up, just kind of where that ranks in school history. And again, it's by far the most. The school record for pass attempts per game happened in 2015 when they averaged 32.2. Again, this year it's 37 per game. So they've only been over 30 three times. They were 1995, 1983, and 2015. So what we're seeing here is maybe not exactly how they want to operate the offense, but it's what they've had to do, or felt like they've had to do, at least especially the last few weeks. Now with Tanner Mordecai back, I think that might shift back a little bit the other way, and we see more runs than passes, especially if they can get a lead.
Yeah, particularly with him being a running threat himself, Tanner Mordecai, he has shown that ability. Well, that we're seeing a departure from the norm on the offensive side, but on the defensive side, it seems like every year we're talking about some standout players, and this year it is clear that Hunter Wohler is among the best in this league at what he does.
Yeah, I sent you a note about what we want to talk about here, and I just labeled it Hunter Wohler appreciation, because that's kind of what I wanted to use the next 60 seconds for, is just to talk about how impressed I have been and everybody here has been. And when you talk to Coach Fickell about it, he's one of the first guys that he will mention in terms of who's your tough guy, who's your leader, and that's one of the first names that will come out of his mouth. He's a foxhole guy for this team, and it's something that he had to prove, like a lot of players. You know, Coach Fickell got here in December and was able to be here for bowl practice, and Wohler pulled a hamstring the first day of bowl practice. So he didn't even get to see him much in December, and so I don't know that he knew what to expect out of Wohler. He has outperformed what they had thought. And so let's talk about that just a little bit. He's having one of the more prolific seasons in school history as it relates to tackles. He's got 85 total tackles right now in 9 games, including 52 solo. At 5.8 solo tackles per game, that's fourth among all Power 5 players. So really, really impressive. He's on pace, if he keeps this up, and Wisconsin plays in a bowl game. Hopefully that's not being presumptuous, but they do need to win one more. But if they can get that extra game, that 13th game, he's on pace for 123 overall tackles and 75 solo. In recorded history, the only defensive back with at least 120 tackles and 70 solos in one season, Reggie Holt, in 1991, had 144 total tackles and 77 solo. Crazy. The only other DBs with 70-plus solo tackles, Ryan Aiello in 2002, and Jason Doering did it twice, 98 and 3 times. I don't want to shortchange him. 98, 99, 2000. Hunter Wohler's putting himself in pretty rarefied air.
Yeah, that's some blast from the past right there. Jason Doering was one tough dude here in his time. He just didn't care. He was going to throw his body at people and was really good at doing that in his time. All those guys were pretty good players, Reggie Holt, as you mentioned, back in the 90s. Final minute here, Patrick. One of the keys here is getting off the field, third down importance, or staying on the field offensively. But Indiana hurt Wisconsin, especially in the first half, with some long third down conversions.
Yeah, they did defensively, and offensively, Wisconsin had a slow start really being able to convert those because they kept finding themselves in third and long. And of the 138 third downs the Badgers have faced this year, 35 of them have been third and 10 or longer. 31 were in the 7 to 9 yardage range. So that means 66 of your, like almost half of your third downs are 7+ yards. The average yardage needed on third down for UWF for 9 games this season is 6.6. So if you're looking for an indicator today, to me, it's being able to move the ball on first and second down to keep you in that regular distance, especially with Mordecai and what we've been able to see him use his feet for. Third and 4, when you drop back to pass, might be a run with Mordecai being able to use his feet. But 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 makes you a lot more predictable, a lot more easy to defend. And it's been a trend this year. Wisconsin's 51% converted third downs in their wins, just 33% in their losses.
All right. Nice warm day down for you. In the 40s today, you'll take it.
Nothing to complain about in November.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's dry and it's... and there's no snow.
Beautiful day for football. That's Patrick Hearn. That is today's Badger Notebook. Our pregame coverage continues. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickle, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame show continues. Time now for our chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Well, Northwestern has been a team, Luke, I think it's fair to say, has been better than at least some on the outside thought they would be this year. Either they ignored it or were motivated by the projections. When you pop on the film of them, what are you seeing right now?
I see a good football team. I mean, I see a team that's gotten better. You know, I think early in the year they, you know, had a little bit more of an issue. But you would expect that from all the things they went through, the type of kids they got. But when you look at the roster and you see fifth-year senior, you see sixth-year senior, you see fifth-year, I mean, like across the board, they're a very old and very mature team, and as you watch them, it really shows.
One of the things they have on offense, like right now, looks like one and maybe two quarterbacks who are mobile. It looks like they've got the ability to hurt defenses with their feet.
Yeah, and I mean, they've shown that the last couple weeks. They'll throw two guys in there. We don't know if they would possibly get Ben Bryant back as well. So there's a lot of unknowns going into the week. But you got to know who's in there at quarterback, because the two other guys got some wheels. They've used them in different ways the last few weeks, and I imagine they'll do that today.
Just in case, what can you tell us about Ben Bryant?
Ben can throw it. Yeah. I mean, he's a tough, competitive guy. He looked pretty good early in the year. I think he had a big game against Minnesota in that second half. But he's a competitor. He's played a lot of ball.
Yeah, he has. So defensively, the linebackers, they rack up a lot of tackles. If it's Bryce Gallagher, Xander Mueller, again, that toughness that you talked about with that team, they have a fair amount of that on the defense.
Yeah, both those guys are back. They've done a great job. They clean things up on the inside. They do a really good job up front, just being physical, heavy-handed, squeeze things and push it out to the outside. They're very, very, very sound in what they do. They don't make mistakes, and they're going to make you have to earn everything.
You mentioned Monday that you thought to the media, and even on your radio interview locally, that you thought your team on Sunday night had as good a practice as it's had all year. How did they follow it up during the course of the week?
They did a good job. I think sometimes throughout the week, then the other stuff starts to get to you, and this is a tough sport, and it's for tough people, I try to tell them, and tough times don't last, tough people do, and we've got to be able to battle through all the things that that go on week in and week out. And they had a great day on Sunday. They've kept the energy, they've kept the momentum. Sometimes later in the week, we just got to make sure we do a better job at sustaining that.
You've got some tough guys who are trying to work themselves back in there. Just when the teammates see guys trying to do what they can to get back, that's got to be a major motivator, doesn't it?
It is. I think that's one of those things that happened on Sunday is, you know, you saw Tanner getting out there and doing more, and that's motivating. I think that we need more of that, not just motivating, but to see guys that are fighting through things and respect that, and makes us all pick up our game.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame interview is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. A American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A quick check of the Big Ten scoreboard. It's gone final in State College. Michigan remains unbeaten. Who needs Jim Harbaugh? Michigan 24, Penn State 15. As they're 4-0 in games where their head coach has been suspended. They have filed for a temporary restraining order. Obviously, they could not get that done in time for Harbaugh to be on the sideline today, but they are not giving up the fight to get him on the sideline for the final two games of the regular season. Indiana and Illinois in a shootout early in the fourth quarter in Champaign. The Illini leading Indiana 39-34. Maryland and Nebraska are tied at 10 as they are late in regulation time in Lincoln. Other games of national interest. Number 8, Alabama in control, leading Kentucky 49-21. Arizona and Colorado haven't added in Boulder with Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, and the Buffaloes leading Arizona 20-14 in the second quarter. And a tough, tough loss for Lance Leipold and the Kansas Jayhawks. A walk-off field goal from Texas Tech as the Red Raiders take down Kansas 16-13. Let's get a check of the UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. The official word in the status report called for questionable status for Tanner Mordecai, along with Braylon Allen and Shimre DK, with Luke Fickell telling Scoop Tauscher a while ago that there you go. Yep, that we will see Mordecai here today. Not so sure about the other two, but we will see Tanner back in the fold. Both he and Braden Locke are ready. Now let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC for Northwestern on offense. Up front, the left tackle is Caleb Tiernan. He's a junior out of Michigan. Josh Preed, the left guard. Ben Rother is the center. Dom D'Antonio, the right guard. Josh Thompson is the right tackle. Charlie Mangieri is the tight end. Thomas Gordon, Marshall Lang also rotate in there. The wide receivers are Cam Johnson, a sixth-year senior, a transfer from Arizona State, also spent 1 year at Vanderbilt. Bryce Kurtz, 33 catches, 4 good for touchdowns, at 215 receiving yards in their thrilling comeback win a few weeks ago against Minnesota. A.J. Henning, also in the receiving core in the slot. He has a couple of touchdown receptions. He is a transfer from Michigan. Cam Porter is the running back, and we'll see what they do at quarterback. They're saying Ben Bryant's a game-time decision. We have a feeling we're going to see the sixth-year senior. Brendan Sullivan has started the last 4 games, and he's proven to be mobile. He's also thrown for 6 touchdowns while giving up just 2 interceptions. For the Wisconsin Badgers on defense up front, Gio Paez is on the nose, flanked by James Thompson Jr. and Rodas Johnson. The linebackers, Jordan Turner and Muma Jungmeta. The outside linebackers are Daryl Peterson and C.J. Getz. On the corners, Alexander Smith and Ricard back to check that. Nizer Forkureen and Ricardo Hallman. The slot corner is Jason Maitre. And we'll see Hunter Wohler last week. Austin Brown had his first start. We have seen Preston Zachman also get three starts as a safety spot as well for the Wisconsin Badgers. This is a series that for quite a while now has been split almost down the middle. Going back to the mid-80s, the Badgers lead the series 17-15. They have won the last two outings. But the last time either team has won three in a row, you have to go back to the late 90s, 1997, 98, and 99. All were Wisconsin wins. This year's Badgers try to match that total, and they'll do so against Wisconsin native David Braun, 38 years old, graduate of Kettle Moraine High School. A lot of years at the FCS level, championship seasons at North Dakota State. Was hired by former head coach Pat Fitzgerald to be the defensive coordinator, and then with all the turmoil over the summer, Fitzgerald was dismissed. Braun is the interim coach while still maintaining the title as defensive coordinator. And it's a team, as we've talked about, with very low outside expectations. They either ignored it or used it as a motivator, as they've won four of their nine games and are still mathematically very much in contention for bowl eligibility. That's a look at your lineup and a quick glance at today's opponent, the Northwestern Wildcats. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Today's game against Northwestern marks the 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game for the University of Wisconsin and is sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizzas. This Veterans Day, we honor all of those who courageously, selflessly, and humbly served or are currently serving the United States of America. Leaving your families and loved ones to perform the duty that you were called to for the sake of our country is nothing short of heroic, and for that, we hold you in high regard. Thank you for the sacrifice you made so that we, as Americans, can enjoy the liberties we have today. Thank you for your determination to grant us the freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. You have our support, our gratitude, and most of all, you have our thanks.
Kohl's is making early holiday shopping so easy, and I need to talk about it. I just went and saved $10 off because I spent over $50. Then I saved even more cash while crossing gifts off my list, like JBL headphones at $24.99, Barbie dolls at 25% off, and got women's PJs for under $25 with a 20% coupon. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles, JBL and Barbie coupons do not apply. $10 off, $25 offer valid November 11th, 20% offer valid November 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel. Shh.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On Our Game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
All the way. Braylon Allen. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. The season does fly, even a tough one like this one has been for the Badgers. Just two home games left after today. The home schedule concludes 1 week from tonight against Nebraska, and then in a couple of weeks, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. First things first, though, the Northwestern Wildcats in town this afternoon. The Badgers again trying to get to win number 6 and bowl eligibility. They sit 5-4. Northwestern is 4-5, so still in play for bowl eligibility, and it's been a really good story under David Braun and what he's done. We'll get into that as we move forward, but as for the Badgers, it's about getting on track, being more consistent. And with that, let's check out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. So to get back on track today, Mark, what do you see as the keys for Wisconsin this afternoon?
Well, I think there's two things, and it's what we haven't done well, starting fast, and especially on the defensive side of the football. I really felt like last week, and when we were talking with Tress this week on Fick's show, it was why you kind of feel your way around. There's no margin for error right now. You can't feel your way around. I want to see what we saw from about the middle of the second quarter on, which was an aggressive downhill defense, making a ton of plays. I think today that is more than important, because when you're a team reeling a little bit, and you could feel the tension around the building this week as far as you lost the game that I think everybody felt like we shouldn't have. Getting off to that fast start, I think, is going to be of utmost importance, especially on D. And then on the flip side offensively, I think the guys up front were challenged, and I think they need to really up their game this week. We saw it's very similar to what I just talked about with the defense. You kind of felt like they're feeling their way around early in last week's game too. Got a little something going in the second half, but that margin for error, it's just so razor's thin that you can't sit and have a quarter or a quarter and a half or a full half of football that you don't put out your best product, because you're going to get beat. And that's what we saw last week, and that's the key to the game for me.
It's still a Wild West division race. Inside track belongs to the Iowa Hawkeyes, a game up on the field. Of course, they have the tiebreaker head-to-head against Wisconsin. But beyond that, it's just playing, as Tosh said, good, consistent football here today. And something that could be of help in that effort to do just that is the return of Tanner Mordecai, who was injured, as you remember, in the Iowa game. We've seen Braden Locke starting the last three games, but both are ready. That's the key. Both are ready, including Mordecai, as we send it down to Patrick Herb. Tell us about that, Patrick, and just the boost that it gives this team, not just on the field, X's and O's, but just throughout the locker room, having an experienced guy back in there.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, the Wisconsin offense got a jolt this week with the return of Tanner Mordecai to the number one spot at practice. And not just what he brings physically, but he's the unquestioned leader of this team. And leading while playing is different than leading while suited up but injured like he was last week. And remember, this is a guy who's played over 42 games, 30 starts, thrown over 1,100 passes. So he's seen everything that you have to throw at somebody in the college game. If you ask Luke Fickell who his tough guys are, his leaders, his foxhole guys, Mordecai is one of the first names that comes out of his mouth. It's that toughness that has him returning 27 days after surgery on his throwing hand. But it's that same toughness as the coaches monitoring him closely today. The plan is for him to play really as long as he can, but no one is certain how long he can give them. That's why Locke, as you mentioned, is staying ready. In some ways, this might be a protect Mordecai from himself. He's the type of guy who is not going to pull himself out of the game, so the coaches are going to be monitoring how he's holding up, how effective he's able to be with that hand. The other guy we'll keep an eye on are Braylon Allen and Chimray Dike. Both are going to be suited up. We'll have to see as the game goes on how much, if anything, they can give the Badgers.
And it was Mordecai leading the team out of the tunnel, and Marty Stry with the American flag in his hands leading the rest of the team onto the field. Tasha, remember your old coach here, Barry Alvarez, talking about the quarterback position. You need that guy to be as tough as anybody on the team. And you had teammates who fit that description in Mike Samuel and Brooks Bollinger. And to pick up on what Patrick said, you and I have talked with Luke Fickell a number of times, and he raves about the toughness of Mordecai, doesn't he?
Yeah, Phil Longo as well. And if you don't believe it, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago that he busts his thumb up and he stayed in for the next play, and it was, I can't squeeze the ball. That's what kind of drive he has to be out on the field. So I think from a coaching standpoint today, you know you have to monitor that, because you know Tanner is not going to pull himself out of any situation. So that, Patrick Herb hit it right on the head. When you're a player, you want to lead in whatever way you can, but you got to be out on the field to do it. And I think Tanner has put a ton of work to get back out here today, and he's going to give you everything he's got. And I think what he's able to do with his feet is what's going to hopefully separate and get this offense back on track.
All right, captains meeting on the field. Honorary captain, Super Bowl champ Leo Chanel, now down to the field for the coin toss.
In today's game, we're going to use a special coin, a coin to honor our military for everything that they do for us every single day. On the one side, United States flag will be heads. On the reverse is the Marine Corps emblem, which will be tails. What's your call?
Tails.
Call is tails, which is the Marine Corps emblem. It is tails.
Defer.
Northwestern is won the toss, selected the defer to the second half.
The voice you heard is that of referee Jerry McGinn. I bring that up because Tausch, I think he might be our favorite referee in college football because of the hesitation dribble on his delivery of replay reviews. This is the guy, the call on the field, 1,001, 1,002. Stands. I think that's our guy. Old boy, I think, is our referee here today.
He definitely, you could tell, is, first off, great eloquent speech there to start. So as long as he doesn't throw those phantom holding flags, we'll be fine as far as I don't understand either. Why not? Because you have, obviously, it's Veterans Day and we're honoring veterans, which is fantastic. Instead of saying heads, tails, why don't we just say emblem and flag? Wouldn't that be a lot easier? Just, hey, flag. Because now you say tails is the emblem, blah, blah. Bottom line is Northwestern's kicking off. We're getting the ball first, and I'm really excited to see where this offense is and how we're going to attack this defense.
Are you saying that was just a lot to follow, a lot to absorb there? With
yeah,
that
a lot of info. Yeah, but again, there's some refs like that, some don't. But he is. I like the little drama. See, I'm more dramatic, filled, I guess, than you are.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I like that drama.
You're all about the drama. Deep men for Wisconsin as the Badgers will receive in the home Cardinal unis in the white trim, Northwestern the white unis, the purple and black trim. You got Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna are deep. Tretch was back there last week as well with Vinny Anthony. And the game at Indiana as we are set to go here at Wisconsin and Northwestern. Henry Helms handles the kickoff duties for the Wildcats. Badgers move from our left to our right. That is north to south at Camp Randall Stadium. Temperatures in the 40s, light breeze, sun peeking through the clouds. Beautiful day for football. Kick is in the air, and it's returnable for Anthony. Right side at the 10 to the 15, 20. Anthony to the 25-yard line. He'll move the stack up to about the 28. And we are underway. Mac Uline, a reserve linebacker, down there in kick coverage for Northwestern. And we are underway at Camp Randall Stadium.
Yeah, I like that. Vinny Anthony just trying to push, get upfield, trying to get good field position. We're starting. The field position battle has been something that we've really struggled with. That's why getting off to this fast start and not constantly being backed up. You're starting at the 27, 28-yard line. Now let's get it going.
Jim Ray, DK out there. Braylon Allen in the backfield. First play for scrimmage. Mordecai throwing left side. That is caught by Riley Nowakowski across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Immediate hit from Devin Turner out of the secondary on a gain of 5. So they didn't seem overly optimistic about those two guys, Allen and DK, this week. But they both get the starting call along with Tanner Mordecai.
Yeah, and part of that, I think, Tanner Mordecai setting that example, pushing guys to get out there.
Will Pauling, slot left, motions to the right. Mordecai takes a snap. He'll hand it to Allen. And he's hit right at the point of attack and going maybe a half a yard. That's about it. They'll give him a yard to the 34-yard line. The tester will be just how much push can Braylon get. Can he push a pile? Because that was a pretty nasty-looking injury in that game against Ohio State.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's one thing to go through a jog-through or a walk-through, and then it's a whole other thing. You start feeling better and better, and then you get hit, and you see how you bounce back and react to it.
Three receivers right now. Pauling, one of them, motions, slot to the left. DK wide left, third and four, Wisconsin, for the Badgers, 34-yard line. Mordecai looks the throw, fires to the left, and it is caught by Will Pauling. Wow, he did well to hang on. Ripped to the turf by Coco Azuma. That was a hard landing for Pauling. He is feeling it, but he hangs on. He'll come out. It's a first down for Wisconsin at the Badgers' 39-yard line.
Yeah, delivered it on time. Mordecai's back foot hit. And what I loved about Pauling there, he knew he was going to take the shot, and he caught the ball out in front of him. That leaves your ribs vulnerable, and I think that's the shot that he took. But he was behind the stick, picking up a critical first down to get this thing started.
Three receivers right now. Riley Nowakowski motions, lines up wing on the left side. Mordecai takes play fake to Allen. Tanner has plenty of time. Fires it left side for Anthony. Makes the catch inside the 30, down near the 25 of Northwestern. Devin Turner on the tackle. Beautiful throw from Mordecai. They'll mark inside the 30 of Northwestern. First down, Wisconsin.
That's what we've been looking for, is some explosive plays and just a little route underneath that Chim ran, brought two Northwestern defenders, got Vinny Anthony on a one-on-one out on the side, beautifully delivered by Mordecai.
From the 26-yard line of Northwestern, first to 10, little swing out to Braylon Allen off the right side, inside the 20, and he fights his way down to the 18-yard line on a gain of 8. Second down and 2 for Wisconsin. As the Badgers have entered the Case IH red zone, visit caseih.com/badgers.
Nice job by Nowakowski out in space there, picking up that block, allowing Allen to get 8.
Second down and 2 for the Wildcats, 18-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Here's a toss to Allen off the right side. Braylon is steered out of bounds at about the 16-yard line of the near side. The linebacker Bryce Gallagher over there, as well as Coco Azuma. And it is right at the first down marker. It'll be a first and 10 for the Badgers at the Northwestern 16-yard line. Not quite 3 minutes in. We're just getting started. The Badgers with a promising opening possession. Allen out, Jackson Aker now in there for Wisconsin. DK wide to the left, Bryson Green to the right, Will Pauling slot to the right side, and now he'll start in motion to the left. Tanner Mordecai checks out the Northwestern defense. You'll get the snap from Tanner Bordolini. Fakes the handoff to Aker. Throws right side. Back shoulder attempt. Incomplete. A little low. Intended for Bryson Green. Garnett Hollis, the cornerback, senior out of Nashville, Tennessee, on the coverage.
Yeah, just that one-on-one coverage. Bryson Green obviously made a couple of nice plays last week. Northwestern's defender did a pretty good job of kind of staying calm, not getting too aggressive with it on a back shoulder throw. I think Tanner would like to throw that up a little bit more. It was a little too low. and did give Green a great opportunity on that.
His first misfire after hitting on his first four. Three receivers left, one on the right. Second down handoff, Jackson Aker, who pops his way inside the 15 to the 14 of Northwestern. Xander Mueller, senior linebacker out of Wheaton, Illinois, up to make the stop. And Wisconsin now with a third and eight at the Northwestern 14-yard line.
Yeah, Huber, left guard, did a nice job of just kind of locking his guy up. But Northwestern is stout up front. They are, I think it's going to be interesting to see Wisconsin's attack, if they're going to go a little more perimeter-based or if they're willing to go in between the tackles. That's where Northwestern wants them to stay.
DK wide left. He's out there with Bell and Pauling. Bryson Green to the right. Jackson Aker, the running back for the Northwestern 14. Mordecai back to throw against a four-man rush. Tanner steps up, and he is brought down at the 15-yard line by Kenny Soares, sophomore linebacker. So the drive stalls, and on comes the field goal team for Wisconsin and Nathaniel Vakos.
Yeah, and this is going to be something, just in talking to some coaches this week, they think Northwestern's nickel package with Soares, they have some good push off the edge. They want to stay out of those third and six, third and seven as much as they can. Obviously, Northwestern gets off the field here, forcing Wisconsin as a field goal.
33-yard attempt, a little bit right of center. The lines are down. Here's a snap, ball down, kick in the air from Vakos, and it is good. From 33 yards away to open up the scoring this afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 10:25 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Northwestern nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Stack up on pet supplies from Menards and save 11% on everything. Come check our great selection of pet food and wildlife supplies. Chicken Soup for the Soul is a dog food made with real beef and quality ingredients. It provides well-balanced nutrition for supporting happy, healthy pets. Right now, get a 13-ounce can for just $2.49 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information. At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with a helpful hardware folks.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Latsamata Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Case IH, Compeer Financial, Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Gaia, and Wisconsin Corn. Check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 57 yards, took 4.5 minutes, leading to a Nathaniel Vakos 33-yard field goal. 10:25 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Wisconsin leading Northwestern.
Yeah, I love the big play to Vinny Anthony. I think really kind of got this thing going. And Mordecai, 4 of 5, 53 yards on that drive. Talking about the defense getting to a fast start. But what you love there is the offense goes down. Even though you didn't get a touchdown, you get those, and that you get 3 points. And now the defense can play with a lead, which we have not seen in a while.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off. A.J. Henning is deep, hangs up in the air, fielded at the 2, to the 5, to the 10, 15-yard line, and spins his way up across the 20. And that's where Northwestern will begin, first and 10. It was actually Koko Azaba back there as the return man for Northwestern, and the Wildcats will start first and 10. The Badgers scoring first. The last time they did that was against Rutgers.
It's been a while.
Been a minute.
It has been a while, and it's just, I think a lot of times, especially when you had a week like this, and I think everybody that's played sports understands, when you lose a game, it's okay, you get it. When you lose a game, everybody feels like you should win, and you're kind of in a rut. You need some positive vibes. That's why I thought the fast start. And we're off to a little bit of a fast start.
And Ben Bryant is in at quarterback. Takes the snap, rolls left, throws left. Caught by Bryce Kurtz, and he is spun out of bounds by Ricardo Holman across the 25 to the 26-yard line on a gain of about five. So Ben Bryant returns, the sixth-year senior from LaGrange, Illinois. He played for Luke Fickell at Cincinnati last year, started 11 games as the starting QB early on for the Cats this season before he was hurt several weeks ago against Penn State. They mark at the 27 to Northwestern. Making the handoff is Bryant. Back to throw. Tight pocket. Right side pass. It is dropped by Kurtz. It was right there between the 1 and the 7. His uniform numbers, but he could not hold it in at the 44-yard line of the far side. So a break for Wisconsin. It's 3rd and 4 for the Wildcats of their own 27.
Yeah, you're not going to get an easier catch there. You can tell he kind of just looked it off a little bit. Dropped it. He's tapping himself. My bad. But good presence there by Ben Bryant, their quarterback, eluding the rush. Darryl Peterson was in on it, forcing him to step up. But that was a beautifully thrown ball. Thank you very much for the dropsy.
Nero slot right, motions to the left, breaks back the other way. It's Raymond Nero. Bryant to throw. It's caught by Nero across the 30. Breaks a tackle, 35, and he'll get the first down. And right through a tackle attempt, and Raymond Nero, grad student out of Barrington, Illinois, delivers a first down for Northwestern at its own 39-yard line.
Just a little crossing right into the middle, and that's a case where you have to make a tackle. You make a tackle, you get off the field. You don't, they pick up a first down. That's a great way to let them continue a drive. You have to make that play.
Empty backfield, three receivers out to the right, two to the left. Bryant, quick shot left side. That's caught by Cam Johnson, and he's wrestled down by Nizir Forkirin, making his third straight start at cornerback. They'll mark at the 40, near the 44-yard line of Northwestern on a gain of five.
Yeah, just trying to find a rhythm for, you know, he's missed some games. Trying to get him into a rhythm. Quick, easy throws. That's the last thing you want to let happen. So far, that's what you need to get off the field on third down. Wisconsin didn't, and now he's finding himself in a little bit of a rhythm.
Bryce Kurtz in motion, right to left. Cam Johnson out to the right, snap to Bryant. He'll give it to Cam Porter up the middle across the 45-yard line. Gets chopped down at about the 47, which will bring up a third down and 2 for Northwestern. Ben Bryant in 2020 was at Cincinnati. In 2021 was at Eastern Michigan. Actually threw a few passes against Wisconsin in an early season game. Returned to Cincinnati last year. And now finishing up his college career closer to home in Evanston. Third down and 2 for the Wildcats. Their own 47-yard line. Cam Johnson in motion right to left. Breaks back the other way. Snap to Bryant. Hands off to Cam Porter to the 50. 45 to the 40-yard line. Austin Brown will make the tackle at the 35. Boy, what a seam up the middle for Porter and a first down for Northwestern.
Yeah, big tackle by Brown because it's one-on-one. And if he is not, that is not the easiest thing. He had a full speed ahead running back coming at you with the whole field. He's in the middle of the field. Did a nice job to get him down, but they did a little motion. Wisconsin showed man-to-man coverage, and they gashed him up front.
A.J. Henning in the backfield, and now he'll motion out to the right. Three receivers outside of the formation, and a drop-off throw for Joseph Hyman inside the 35. He gets covered up by Jake Cheney, the linebacker, at the 30 of Wisconsin on a gain of 5. Joseph Hyman, a sophomore at a Little Rock, Arkansas. They will throw to their running backs. Multiple backs with a dozen-plus receptions. That includes Hyman, second down and 5 of the Badger 30.
Yeah, a little eye candy there. Putting a lot of pressure on Wisconsin's inside linebackers. They have a jet sweep motion where it looked like that's where they were going to go, and they kind of brought a screen in right behind it. That put a lot of pressure. Nice job by Cheney.
From the Badger 30, they show a little end around, and right there at the line of scrimmage is Nizir Forkirin. He gets to A.J. Henning. for no gain. Make it third and five for the Wildcats. 6:45 left of the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Varner made that play by getting some penetration in the backfield. The way you can stop those little jet sweeps and some of that stuff, because you have linemen getting up on the second level, your down linemen need to get into the backfield, make them bubble it a little bit. That's what they were able to do.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Cam Porter, the running back. Third and five, Northwestern at the Wisconsin 30-yard line. Play clock down to six. Ben Bryant trying to get them organized. Play clock is down to three. At two, snap to Bryant. And the throw to the left. That's caught by Kurtz inside the 25. Bryce Kurtz down to the 22 of Wisconsin. And a third down conversion here for Northwestern.
Wisconsin showed blitz. They brought everybody up onto the line of scrimmage, showed man across the board, and then they bailed out. Northwestern did a decent job there of setting their protection and just playing pitch and catch. And again, another missed tackle out on the perimeter. Wisconsin's slow start on third downs is back again this weekend.
Bryce Kurtz, Raymond Nero to the right, Cam Johnson to the left. From the Wisconsin 22-yard line, first and 10, Bryant drops it off to Hyman, being chased by Peterson and Turner, and they get to Hyman behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of three at the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. Excellent defensive play.
Yeah, just reading it well. They had Peterson dropping, so good play call into that. And then Jordan Turner just saw it, shot into the gap, and got him down. That was, again, Northwestern going with the quick screen throws. Nice job by Wisconsin reading it out.
5:10 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Second and 13, Northwestern at the Badgers 25-yard line. Bryce Kurtz in motion right to left. Shotgun snap to Bryant. Looking right, looking left, under pressure, weaving through traffic, and he'll slide. Starts the slide at about the 23 of Wisconsin. So Bryant will get a couple of yards on the play, and it's third down at 11 for Northwestern.
Yeah, and that's what you want to do if you're, you know, he did not look like he was very interested in running outside of the pocket. Nice job of coverage by Wisconsin. And when he does go, you have to make him feel it. Wisconsin did there, setting up a third and 11 here, trying to get off the field and forcing him for a field goal.
All right, three receivers left, one on the right. Porter, the running back. Third down, 11. Ball at the Wisconsin 23-yard line. A.J. Henning in motion left to right. Ben Bryant, the Northwestern quarterback, surveys a play clock down to two, takes the snap, pressure coming. Austin Brown hits him on the throw, but wide open in the end zone is A.J. Henning. Touchdown, Northwestern. Badgers brought pressure, and Northwestern had the answer.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in coverage, but I know that is not what Northwestern or what Wisconsin wanted to do. They brought it and left them wide open. Wide open. You're not going to get an easier pitch and a catch there for Northwestern.
So the Wildcats get points on their opening possession. Jack Olson on to attempt the extra point. And it's in the air, and it is good. So Ben Bryant seeing his first playing time since September 30th. No rust for him as the Wildcats take the lead here in the first quarter. Celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. Find the perfect presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Badger football also brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 4:12 left in the first quarter. Northwestern 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Potawatomi Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Badger fans. While we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like a VIP. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. A 12-place, 79-yard drive. Ben Bryant, 7 of 8 through the air, including the 23-yard touchdown. Easy money throw to A.J. Henning. 7-3 Northwestern, 4:12 left of the first quarter.
Yeah, just too much. Again, when we talked to Tress, feeling it out and trying to figure it out. You have to make plays on third down, and that drive, 4-4 on third down for Northwestern, including that touchdown. And you miss a tackle. You give him another set of downs, and give Bryant a lot of credit. Like you said, 7 of 8, he made the right reads, and Wisconsin has a busted coverage for an easy touchdown. So while you are hoping to get off the field and to get a fast start, Northwestern answers going up 7-3.
It looked like Preston Zachman with a bad angle, and they stumbled a bit on the turf.
Yeah, I think it looks like it may was just a little bit of a miscommunication, then a stumble, and you get those big eyes where, oh, got to get moving.
There's a kick in the air. Another return chance. Vinny Anthony catches right side at the 10 to the 15. Cutting left up across the 20-yard line and take it down right there.
Yeah.
Raymond Nero on kick coverage for the Wildcats. The Badgers starting at their 20. First and 10 with 4:08 left in the first quarter. Down by 4.
Yeah, that was not blocked well. There was a little bit of space there for Vinny. You could fair catch, you could do those things, but I want to see guys going and trying to make big plays. But when you have a block in front of you, you have to make it. Wisconsin did not execute that well, and so now we're starting at the 20.
Jim Ray DK, Skyler Bell out to the left, Will Pauling, Bryson Green to the right, Braylon Allen back in there at running back. Second series for Tanner Mordecai and the Wisconsin offense, starting at the Badgers' 20-yard line. Snap to Mordecai. He'll hand it to Allen over the left side. There's just nothing there at the point of attack. And he is stoned right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no movement by Wisconsin's O-line there. And look, Northwestern is stout. They are very strong and physical up front. And that was the case. The handoff off the left side, there was no movement. And Northwestern had just built a wall. Braylon ran right into it.
P.J. Spencer, a 290-pound defensive tackle in there with help. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 20. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Now Allen motions out of the backfield to the left. Mordecai back to throw, shoots it to the right. That's caught by Skyler Bell, and he will back his way out of bounds in front of the Badger bench area at the 28-yard line of the near side. A gain of 8 as that throw led him to the chalk, and it's third down and 2 for Wisconsin. The Badgers get back on the ball. Mordecai lines them up. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Tanner gets the snap, looking to throw, looking, throws right side, low pass, incomplete. Bryson Green unable to pull it in. Garnett Hollis on the coverage, and it's 3 and out for the Wisconsin offense.
Yeah, good protection. There was not a lot of separation just looking across the field there. Tried to fit one in, a very well-covered Bryson Green there, and hit his hands, but it was low into the outside, and Wisconsin's forced the punt.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt. A.J. Henning is deep for Northwestern. Line of scrimmage, the 28-yard line of Wisconsin. And it is fourth down and 2. 3:12 left in the first quarter. 7-3 Northwestern. Snap to Bertrams, and the left-footed freshman sends it on its way. Henning will field at the 25-yard line. Cuts across the 30 and is brought down at the 32-yard line. Austin Brown on punt coverage for Wisconsin. So 7 yards on the return. And we have a break in the action. Just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. And build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. 3:02 left in the first quarter. Northwestern 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why